Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, former Vice President Joe Biden gave a speech in Wilmington, Delaware today, slamming President Trump's coronavirus response. Biden also took questions from reporters, his first time doing so since he formally accepted the Democratic nomination for president last month. CBS News political reporter Ed O'Keefe is in Wilmington and joins us now. Now, the former vice president took questions from reporters today. How did that go? I imagine they had lots of questions stored up.
We did, and we never have enough time, and we'd like a lot more of it. But we did talk about a few different things. He did say that generally believes that the officers involved in both the Jacob Blake and Breonna Taylor shootings in recent months should be charged with something, but he said that the judicial process should continue to play out. Also said that those that have been causing violence in Portland, Oregon, probably should face prosecution as well. Was asked to clarify how exactly he would, if necessary, shut down the economy again. Last week he was asked in an interview if scientific experts come to you and say it's time to shut down the economy again in order to end this pandemic. He said he would absolutely do it. I asked, how exactly would you do that? And he essentially said, look, he doesn't believe that ultimately a complete national economic shutdown would be required, but reminded everyone that the economy doesn't really begin to rebound fully until or unless this pandemic has been addressed. And also said that he's looking forward to upcoming debates. Today, moderators for those four debates, the three presidential and the one vice presidential, were announced. Biden said he's looking forward to being there and wishes that if those that watch it on television do so, that there were some kind of a crawl along the bottom of the screen doing live fact-checking, at least of the president, but presumably we'd also do it of the vice president.
Well, Biden's campaign also announced today that he would be traveling to Kenosha, Wisconsin tomorrow.
That's right. He, despite the fact that the Blake family and local leaders have said that they don't want to see either of these candidates come to town, Biden says he's going, says that he's had conversations with local and state leaders who have encouraged him to come. He says he's not hoping to tell Kenosha exactly what to do, but wants to help heal that community. He says that's what presidents are supposed to do. He is scheduled to make that trip. This is actually going to be the longest distance-wise campaign trip that Biden has made since the pandemic began from his Delaware home. He flew to Houston as well to meet with the family of George Floyd. In this case, he'll go to Kenosha for the day, we're told, to meet with community leaders. But another and certainly one of the longest trips he's taken since the pandemic began. An indication, however, and an example of the kind of trips he's expected to take over the next 62 days or so. He has vowed to visit many of the battleground states before Election Day.
CBS News political reporter Ed O'Keefe on the ground in Wilmington. Thanks so much.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.